DOD 8570.01-MIKE, Information Assurance Workforce Improvement Program, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. Who is responsible for developing, coordinating, and publishing baseline certification requirements for personnel who perform specialized IA functions? ASD, NII, or DOD CIO. 2. How often at a minimum must the IA-WIPAC meet? Annually. 3. Which office provides oversight to the IA-WIPAC and IA baseline certification approval process? Defense-wide Information Assurance Program, Delta India Alpha Papa. 4. Who is required to serve as the DoD Shared Service Center for the Office of Management and Budget-Directed Information System Security line of business for Tier 1 awareness training? Director of the Defense Information Systems Agency, Delta India Sierra Alpha. 5. What manages the certification testing process requirement for the department? Dantes, Delta Alpha November Tango Echo Sierra. 6. The heads of the DoD components must provide for the initial IA orientation and annual awareness training to all authorized users to ensure they know, understand, and can apply the IA requirements of their systems in accordance with which reference. DoD Directive 8570.1. 7. The heads of the DoD components must obtain the appropriate background investigation per which reference prior to granting unsupervised privileged access or management responsibilities to any DoD system. DoD Instruction 8500.2. 8. Which training requirements must the heads of the DoD components ensure are met for personnel who perform IA functions on national security systems? Committee on National Security Systems. Chapter 2. 1. Which functions focus on the development, operation, management, and enforcement of security capabilities for systems and networks? Information Assurance, India Alpha. 2. IA measures protect and defend information and information systems by ensuring their availability, integrity, authentication, confidentiality, along with what else? Non-repudiation. 3. What must be completed by personnel who hold privileged access? Privileged access agreement. 4. Personnel performing IA duties assess and implement identified corrections associated with technical vulnerabilities as part of which program? Information Assurance Vulnerability Management, India Alpha, Victor Mike. 5. What are intended to produce IA personnel with a baseline understanding of the fundamental IA principles and practices related to the functions of their assigned position? IA certification programs. 6. DoD components must use certifications approved by which office to meet the minimum IA baseline certification requirement? ASD, NII, or DoD CIO. 7. What provides DoD IA policy, training requirements, and DoD-sponsored training to support IA professionals? DoD IA portal. 8. Personnel IA certification status and renewal rates are management review items according to which reference? DoD Instruction 8500.2. Chapter 3. 1. Within how many months of IA duty assignments must all military and government civilian IAT personnel achieve the appropriate IA certification unless a waiver is granted? 6. 2. How many years from the effective date of DoD 8570.01-MIKE do DoD employees and contractors performing IA functions have to comply with the certification requirements? 4. 3. What is the minimum certification level that is required prior to IA managers authorizing unsupervised privileged access for personnel performing IAT Levels 1 through 3 functions? IAT Level 1. 4. What is the maximum time that designated accrediting authorities can issue certification requirement waivers for severe operational or personnel constraints? 6 months. 5. Personnel who are not appropriately qualified within how many months of assignment to a position or who fail to maintain their certification status shall not be permitted privileged access. 6. Which positions are not authorized to be held by LNs or foreign nationals? IAT Level 3. 7. Which personnel provide network environment and advanced level CE support? IAT Level 2. 8. How many years of experience do IAT Level 2 personnel typically have in IA technology or a related area? 3. 9. Which personnel focus on the enclave environment and support, monitor, test, and troubleshoot hardware and software IA problems pertaining to the CE, NE, and enclave environments? IAT Level 3. 10. How many years of experience do IAT Level 3 personnel typically have in IA technology or a related area? 7. Chapter 4. 1. Within how many months of assignment of IA duties must management category, military and government civilian personnel achieve the appropriate IA baseline certification for their level? 6. 2. DAAs may waive certification requirements under severe operational or personnel constraints for a maximum of how many months? 6. 3. Personnel in management category positions will retain an appointing letter assigning them IA responsibilities for their systems per which reference? DoD Instruction 8500.2. 4. Which IAM positions may not be assigned to LNs or FNs? IAM Level 3. 5. Which personnel are responsible for the implementation and operation of a DoD IS or system DoD component within their CE? IAM Level 1. 6. Which personnel are responsible for the IA programs of an IS with the NE? IAM Level 2. 7. How many years of management experience do IAM Level 2s usually have? 5. 8. Which personnel are responsible for ensuring all Enclave IS are functional and secure? IAM Level 3. 9. How many years of management experience do IAM Level 3s usually have? 10. Chapter 5. 1. Which reference directs that a DAA be appointed for each DoD information system operating within or on behalf of the Department of Defense? DoD Directive 8500.1. 2. Who is the official that has the authority to formally assume responsibility for operating a system at an acceptable level of risk? DAA, Delta Alpha Alpha. 3. Each assigned DAA must complete the DoD, DAA, CBT, or WBT product within how many days of assignment to the position? 60. 4. How often must each assigned DAA recertify in the DISA DAA certification course? Every 3 years. Chapter 6. 1. Who is the first and most vital line of defense for securing DoD information and systems? User. 2. Which CBT presented by DISA meets all DoD level requirements for end user awareness training? DoD IA Awareness. 3. What are the DoD components required to use as their IA awareness provider? DoD SSC. 4. How often must personnel take IA awareness refresher training to retain access? Annually. Chapter 7. 1. IA workforce data elements must comply with requirements established in which reference? DoD Instruction 8500.2. 2. All positions in the 2210 or other civilian IA job series must comply with what guidance on standardized titling? Office of Personnel Management, Oscar Papa Mike. 3. What must be used as the position specialty code in the Defense Civilian Personnel Data System for all DoD civilian positions and personnel with IA functions regardless of OPM series or job title? InfoSec. 4. What allows identification of a DoD civilian position with IA functions, regardless of OPM series or job title? Position Specialty Code, Papa Sierra Charlie. Chapter 8. 1. What is used to consolidate IA qualification and workforce management reporting requirements? IA-WIP Annual Report. 2. Who coordinates IA training and certification program requirements? ASD, NII, or DoD-CIO. 3. What includes all individuals working for the Department of Defense in a foreign country who are nationals or non-U.S. residents of that country? LN. Chapter 10. 1. Within how many months of assignment of IA duties must IASAE, Specialty Military and Government Civilian Personnel, achieve the appropriate IA baseline certification for their level? 6. 2. How many years after the effective date of DoD 8570.01-MIKE do DoD employees and contractors performing IA functions have to comply with the certification requirements? 4. 3. Waivers issued by DAAs to waive certification requirements when there are severe operational or personnel constraints cannot be extended beyond how many months? 6. 4. Personnel in IASAE specialty positions will retain an appointing letter assigning them IA responsibilities for their systems in accordance with which reference? DoD Instruction 8500.2. 5. Which positions may not be held by LNs or FNs? IASAE Level 3. 6. Which personnel are responsible for the design, development, implementation, and/or integration of a DoD IA architecture, system, or system component for use within their CE? IASAE Level 1. 7. Which personnel are responsible for the design, development, implementation, and/or integration of a DoD IA architecture, system, or system component for use within the NE? IASAE Level 2. 8. How many years of experience do IASAE Level 2 personnel usually have? 5. 9. Which positions are responsible for the design, development, implementation, and/or integration of a DoD IA architecture, system, or system component for use within CE, NE, and enclave environments? IASAE Level 3. 10. How many years of experience do IASAE Level 3 personnel usually have? 10. Chapter 11. 1. What is the normal sustainment training or continuing education required over 3 years to maintain certification status for planning purposes? 120 hours. 2. Within how many months of assignment to an accredited CND-SP position must all CND-SP specialty military and government civilian personnel achieve the appropriate CND certification? 6. 3. What is the authority to waive certification requirements under severe operational or personnel constraints? U.S. STRATCOM. 4. Which personnel use collected data from a variety of CND tools to analyze events that occur within their environment? CND-A, Charlie November Delta-Alpha. 5. How many years of minimum experience in CND technology or a related field is recommended for CND-A personnel? 2. 6. Which personnel test, implement, deploy, maintain, and administer infrastructure systems? CND-IS, Charlie November Delta-India Sierra. 7. How many years of minimum experience in supporting CND and/or network systems and technology is recommended for CND-IS personnel? 4. 8. Who do CND-IS personnel work under and typically report to? CND-SPM, Charlie November Delta-Sierra Papa Mike. 9. Which personnel investigate and analyze all response activities related to cyber incidents within the NE or enclave? CND-IR, Charlie November Delta - India Romeo. 10. How many years of minimum experience in CND technology or a related field is recommended for CND-IR personnel? 5. 11. Which personnel perform assessments of systems and networks within the NE or enclave and identify where those systems and networks deviate from acceptable configurations, enclave policy, or local policy? CND-AU, Charlie November Delta-Alpha Uniform. 12. Which personnel are responsible for producing guidance for their NE or enclave, assisting with risk assessments and risk management for organizations within their NE or enclave, and are responsible for managing the technical classifications within their organization? CND-SPM, Charlie November Delta-Sierra Papa Mike. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.